They came from a traditional Iranian-speaking peoples living in mountainous zones in the Near East whose antiquity is very old. They go back certainly into the classical period and earlier. They were prized as auxiliary units. They were certainly prized as better soldiers than many of the Arab civic militias or some of the Arab Bedouin tribes. They were more reliable. They could be trained to the professional level of Turkoman officers and Turkoman soldiers, but they were clearly not Turks. And the reason Shirkuh was chosen and later Saladin is they posed no threat. Nur ad-Din could not afford for his most able Turkish commander, even a relative, to win a major success in Egypt, because that would be his own demise. He'd be signing his death warrant. So when this expedition first marched out in 1163, this was an effort to head off the Crusader attacks. It was also an effort, in part, to defend Nur ad-Din's own interest. And without going into the details, these expeditions, counter-expeditions that occurred from 1163, and they really weren't over until about 1170, 1169, 1170, there are five major interventions. And at one point, I mean, the Crusader and army is marching out of Egypt by one path, and Shirkuh is leading his army at the other because they just came up to yet another agreement of what was going to go on in Cairo, which would then collapse and there would be another intervention. But in these interventions, in 1169, the last serious intervention by the Crusaders with Byzantine naval support against the port of Damietta, which is a port one should remember, it's going to come back again in the 13th century, failed. And it not only failed, there were a lot of recriminations between Byzantines and Crusaders over who was at fault, and a good deal of that fleet was destroyed at sea when it was trying to return to ports in Cyprus, something Manuel could ill afford. Also, Saladin took over control of the forces of Nur ad-Din in Egypt, and this time he didn't march out. He stayed. And through very skillful diplomacy, maneuvered himself into the position of guardian of the Fatimid Caliph, even though he himself was a Sunni Muslim. And within 18 months, that fiction was ended, and that was proclaimed in 1171 when the name of the Caliph in Baghdad was read in the call to prayer on Friday service. Saladin ended that fiction, the Fatimid regime was eliminated, and for most of the Egyptian population, that caused very little concern. It was a well-ordered bureaucratic state. The Shiite ruling caste was a very small group, and Saladin took over. Well, that gave Saladin resources beyond belief. At this point, Egypt was one of the wealthiest places in the Near East. It was the potential for a great authority eventually would become the seat of one of the great political poles of late medieval Islam. The problem was Saladin was unpopular. He was a Kurd, and he also faced a rather angry master who saw Saladin as a rival. And there was a serious danger of a civil war that never came off because Nur ad-Din died prematurely. And in 1174, all of the princes and emirs of Nur ad-Din, after their master's death, acknowledged Saladin as their lord. And what had happened is Saladin now united all of the key cities and powers in Syria. That would include Damascus, that would include Aleppo. He had control of Mosul, he had the Turkmen armies of the Al Jazeera, and he also had Egypt. For the first time, a great consolidation of Islamic power that could wage a jihad with some degree of success against the Franks of the shore. And you can think of this consolidation as a far more dramatic example of Muslim resurgence to the one I had described in Asia Minor, where the Seljuk Turks were now being unified at Konya. Both the Byzantines and the Crusaders were now going to be hard-pressed. And yet, it was still not inevitable that the Crusader states were doomed. Saladin took control of this empire in 1174, but he did not win that great battle at Hattin until some 13 years later. He had many obstacles to overcome. He was a Kurd. He was a Sunni Muslim. He was number one on the assassin hit list. Twice, assassins, that is that extreme Shiite sect, sent out their men to get him. The most remarkable is a fellow who jumped from a tree on top of Saladin, was only saved by his chain mail. He had a very heterogeneous army. And nonetheless, this man pulled off the unexpected and use these resources to bring down the kingdom of Jerusalem.